Mr. Masabeya said Mutasa would not, according to law, represent ZANU-PF since that same party was not sponsoring him.
It was law that Mutasa, papers were rejected. He was not sponsored by the party which he indicated in his nomination papers.
But Mr. Masabeya instead accepted nomination papers from ZANU-PF by-election winner Christopher Peter Chingosho, the National Constitutional Assembly's David Mukunda, and independent candidate Albert Mukarati Wam. Mutasa's election agent, Sabina Rangana Chitema, refused to talk to the media, referring questions to Mr. Mutasa. Mr. Chingosho said he was ready for the election slated for June 10, adding that his party would not use violence to win the election. Mr. Mukunda said he was elated following the acceptance of his papers.
Well, I don't think today I can comment because I'm very happy. I'm the happiest person and I know I'm going to take that seat from ZANU-PF. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mukuratirwa said it is too early to promise anything but was focusing on winning the election. Mutare lawyer Pasmo Nyakureba said the ruling by Mr. Magobeya was valued at law. He said allowing anyone to represent the party without its backing was tantamount to creating anarchy and disorderliness in conducting proper elections. Manikalin ZANU-PF acting provincial chairperson Samuel Ndenge also attended the close of the nomination court, which was peaceful and was held in full courthouse, with additional seats being ferried to ensure enthusiasts got seats in the gallery. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Leda Moyo.